Okay, so continuing at the bottom, Nun Gimel Amud Beis, Ve'im Natlam Izam Izat Tachzor. Now, we say this, that Tachzor, how did it... Okay, I'll start with V'lo Peros, maybe not. V'lo Perot, Amar Ravina She'ena Yecholah Lotzi Mimeno Perot Sha'acha. Even though, when it turns out now that he was eating Peros from her Nechse Meluk Shalom Barashos, because she was never married to him, she can't even get that money back from him. This is only where the guy was eating on the assumption that he had a right to eat. If the husband had already shown up, so then obviously, I mean, he was stealing the money. What right does he have to take her money away? So at that point, naturally, we would take the money away from him, because he knew. He knew that he was doing something. He was just trying to take her money quickly before Besdin would get there. The next piece of the Mishnah is Vim Natlam Izam Izat Tachzor. She has to give it back. How did the Tamer Mishnah Nitlam Mishabar Rishon? When does she have to give it back? She has to give it back when it was taken, Shelo Kedin. Avalim Natnat Shelo Barishon. She does not, if she already was Tofeset, what she took, Beheter Gomer. So then, Kemoda Lo Mafka Vinei, we said a moment ago, as I told you, that we're not motzi heres from the second guy if he took it beheter and he thought that he was really married to her. So too came on umaf kamina. Why should we take back the mezonos that she took from him under exactly the same misapprehension? She thought that she was married to him. So therefore, this is very different than the way the Bavli learns. Bavli learns is absolute. The next thing that we learned. Is that Vlad Mamzer Mizomiza? Now, Nech Vlad Mamzer Minasheni, obviously the second one's a Mamzer, but how do you create a Mamzer Minarishon? She's married to him. Rabbi B'Shem Reb Zira Amar, this is going when we say that Vlad is a Mamzer, live in Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, saw a man who is Baal Sotato, a Vlad Mamzer, or a Mamzer Grushato, Mishani say, Avlan Mamzer, because he owes Yesh Mamzer Mechayv Lami. So therefore, over here, since he was Ba Alea and she was really a Saita, so the Vlad is really a Mamzer, even though obviously she's not a Saita Minatera, because she's a non-Musa, she married Grisha's Bezga. Nonetheless, since Min Rabbanan, she's a Saita, we give her a din of a Mamzer Min Rabbanan. Rabbi Yosef Hashem Rabbi Law says, Divri Akola Vlad Kosh, that's not true. As we saw earlier in the Bavli, even Alibi Rabbi Akiva holds b'chayvei lavim, there's a mamzer. But the vlad from a seita is definitely not a mamzer. So therefore, she learns that from the pasuk. So therefore, that's not a good solution. The right solution is, ki gita kein mamzera, the same idea that we had in the Mishnah. You forget about whether you hold like Rabbi Akiva, or like Rabban, it's a gzera. We said she needs to get menasheni, right? So if she needs to get Menasheni, so then that means that the Vlad Menarishon is now, and this is why the Rambam says, but this means the Vlad Menarishon without the get Menasheni. But if she had gotten the get Menasheni, why would the Vlad Menarishon be a Mamzer? That's the whole point that the Gemara is making. It can't be a Mamzer because she's not really a Saita, even according to Rabbi Akiva, even Min Rabbanan. So it's got to be talking about because she violated now the Yisrael she sees from her second husband, who Mini Rabbanan required to get. Therefore, says the Rambam, obviously the Gemara is not saying that the Vlad is a Mamzer Min Arishon if after getting a get Min Hashini she be Chazeret. This was the Machlokas Tosfos in the Rambam. He's basically on Yerushalmi. So therefore, according to this, Notan La Hashini get first, Ma Nafak Min Ben Ams, what's the Nafkamina between these two svaras, but we both agree it's a mamzer min rabbanan. Nafkamina is very simple, like the Rambam said. Natan la sheni get, and then ba'al le'ah rishon. Okay, so in that case, al da'ite the rabab of shem reb zeira, the vlad is a mamzer alibi de rabbi akiva because it's a lav min rabbanan. Ma'ashein ka al da'ite rabbi yosef shem reb ila. According to everybody, in that case, the vlad would be kosher because he's only saying that she's a vlad is a mamzer if you need a get. But if he gave the get, where in the heck would he be a mamzer from? Certainly not from the seita. So therefore, it makes a tremendous nafkamina. Because according to this, divrei hakol, avlat kasher. Now, you also said that lo zeh v'zeh mitameh la, Adi detani Rabbi Chiya, metamei adam lishto ksheira, veino metamei lishto psula. From here we see clearly in the Mishnah that even though a guy may be married to a woman, but since she became nifselah to him, which we're treating her as now as a saita, she was nivelas to the sheni, is not allowed. That's what I said. Lo yitamei baal lehechalo. We said right. So this is lehechalo. So she's psula. He said she's psula to him. So therefore, I said because she's under nusa, but she, to a kohen she's psula. Is tanai tani teitzei b'shlosha asar davar. We find a brisa that says there are 13 elements that are involved in this knas. And where we had a case of Nisei's Hapiyadecha. We only listed a couple of them. Zaynes, Belois, and Matanimo, and Yarsha, and so on and so forth. But there's 13 different things that are actually included. And there's another Brisa that says 14 different things. He's Tanai Tani Teitzei Ba'arba'a Sardava. So Mandi Yomra Teitzei B'Shlosha Sardava. Okay? What? The different tznayim of her tzimah. So, the shlosha srei davar, he obviously includes mitziyateha umaseyadeha as one thing. And therefore, he says that the enam zakaim, when the Mishnah says, enam zakaim bebitziyateha umaseyadeha, that counts as one. Whereas the man yomar ba'aseh davar, he says, kol chatek l'chadim inon chodem. He takes the list of all of the rights that she doesn't get in this case to be separate. And since over here, Takana Maisi Adeh is for Mizainas, and Mitzia is because of Shalom Bayis, Mishum Eva, they're two different Takanas. You know, it's not, we look at functionally, you're right, it's the same thing. A woman's money is her husband's money. There's two different reasons. You can't list it as one thing, it's two separate Takanas. Omer Rabbi Yirmiya, a Levia, this is all the case of a Kohenis, but a Levia Shazinsa is not Nifselet. She's not like a Bas Kohen. She is Ochelet B'Maaser. And indeed the Brisa says, B'Ferish B'Tonikan, Levia Shanishbet. And over there, normally, if she, with Nishbe, we have a Chashash that she was raped. Or even if we know for a fact, let's say a goy or an eved or a follow, whoever would pass a baskarin is bala levi. Lokal men al apostle. There's no way you could pass a levia from achilas truma, achilas maizurisham. Levim amezuhamim ni'iman lo choshal mishim reach psul. Furthermore, even if there was a psul in the mother, the chachomim did not make it akonet to pass the children from eating maizur and saying, well, people are going to say he's not really your child. Ask the Gemara, what are you talking about? It's a Beferish and Mishnah. We just had Tanina, Batlei Vimina Maaser, that Im Niseit Al Pi Eidachad, our Mishnah just said that if she's a Batlei Vim, she becomes Nifselet Vimina Maaser. But he told me you can't possibly. So clearly a Batlei is Nifselet. Omer Abiyosi Tipater Sheba Alea Yisrael V'Yaldami Menubein. The Mishnah is talking about that the second husband was a Yisrael. And she had a son, Mamzer Midiraisa, from the second husband. Over there, he passes her because it's B'dami Yisrael. Therefore, it's possible. Rabbi Bis, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Kohenet shezinta ochelet b'maaser. Even a Kohenet who was mitchalelet from Yisrei Kuhuna, and she can't eat truma, she's allowed to continue to eat maaser, because Kohanim included Levim, says the Gemara. That's Beferish. It says Lo Masri Sayin, Bat Kohen Min Hatruma, Bat Levim Min Hamaser. Mashma Bat Kohen Min Hatruma, but B'Maaser Ochelet. Can't you be medayik that exactly from our Mishnah? She's Nisus Al Pi Eichad. The husband shows up. She's a Bas Kohen. She herself Min Hatruma. Bas Levim himself Min Hamaser means Bas Kohen is not himself Min Hamaser. So what do we need Rabbi Yishuv and Levi for? I might have thought you can't bring a riot to the Mishnah. The Mishnah maybe is going to the Mandi Omar, who says that ain't not the Maaser Kuhuna. So if you all of you don't give Maaser to a Kohen, so then why should I discuss Bas Kohen to Maaser. Bas Kohen is not supposed to take place. So therefore, this I'm going to be sure my lady to say, no. There's actually no psula, even if she would be eating Maaser. According to Mandiyama, the Kohenes does get Maaser. Omrebi Nasa, Milein Rabban Plegin. We'll see later on the Machlokas. There's a machlokas with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And not everybody agrees that a bat kohen that was zinsa is muteres b'masa. If you hold that you need to be a kosher levia, then you would need to be a kosher levia also, bas kohen also. Who am I talking about? The Omer, Rabbi Lo, Rabbi Shimon ben Yosina, b'shem Rabbi Oshaya, kohen. It says, kohen shabala grusha, v'holi bein. So over here, we have a ben who's a cholol. And now, Meita Av, B'tok Shloshim, the father was never chayev over here until the 30th day in Pidyon HaBen. This Ben is not a lady, because he's a chol. And the Ben is chayev l'ftot et atzmo when he gets old. And he has to pay his own pidyon. La'achah Shloshim Yom. If the father dies after the child is 30 days old, so then we have a chazokah shekiduya aviv. Over there, probably the father was mischayev with his, even though he's a kohen. Over here, the assumption is that he was niftes. So now that means that the ben who dies, the father dies, the ben now is not chayev to pay this out. So im lachayim we put there. Loshe kosher came to know. Excuse me, a kohen. I don't understand. Other people pay the kohen to be kohen to their children. So, who's he paying to be kohen to his own child? I mean, certainly his son should automatically be pottery. No. Now, if a kohenet is not whose nifselah does not lose a kedusha and is considered to be a kohenet vis-a-vis being a leviah. So then, obviously, it's not going to be worse than a levia patas a son from Pidyon HaBen. So if you're telling me that the cholol is still considered to be a levi, so then why should the son be chayav b'pidyon? Right? It doesn't make any sense. Even if the father was never poda, so to speak. He's talking about a, so to speak, pidyon, you see. The father is always zecher b'pidyonim. Assumption would be fired, unless you're telling me that he lost his kedusha. He's not considered to be even a lady. And therefore, a kohenes in that case won't be allowed to eat maaser either. So in that case, it means that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is arguing over young Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and not everybody agrees with it. Because according to him, a kohenes that was mizana is considered to be a kosher levia. So that's the case, that should be true of the male as well. So a levi is mafkia himself from Pidyon HaBen. He doesn't need his father's kahuna to be mafkia from Pidyon HaBen. Okay.